Welcome. My name is Natalie, and I'm going to talk about renewable energy for a strong, sustainable future. So why do we talk about renewable energy? So first, SDG 7, clean and affordable energy, is one of the 17 sustainable development goals, the SDGs. Target 7.2 explicitly addresses renewable energy, and it states, by 2030, increase substantially the share of renewable energy in the global energy mix. But not only this, also renewable energy are important to reach other sustainable development goals, such as, for example, the goal of reducing climate change. So let me run you through a definition of renewable energy. Renewable energy is any form of energy from solar, geophysical, and biological sources that is replenished by natural processes at a rate that equals or exceeds its rate of use. Renewable energy is obtained from the continuing or repetitive flows of energy occurring in the natural environment and includes low carbon technologies such as solar energy, hydropower, wind, tide and waves, and ocean thermal energy, as well as renewable energy fuels such as biomass. This is the definition you find in the IPCC, one of the IPCC reports. The German Advisory Council adds to this definition and states, these include the energy of the sun, water, wind, tides, modern biomass, and geothermal energy. Their overall potential is in principle unlimited or renewable and is CO2-free or neutral. So this brings us to the question, is renewable energy sustainable? Well, if you take a weak sustainability approach, then you generally just answer yes. However, if you take a strong sustainability approach, you would say, yes, renewable energy is sustainable, but if the resource is stock-based, the harvesting rate needs to be below the replenishing rate. So, for example, you can't harvest and burn more firewood or fuel, biofuels, then regrow, because then it's not sustainable anymore. A similar thing is true for geothermal resources. If you use them for electricity production, then you can actually diminish them and diminish the electricity production capacity, almost go to zero if you use them excessively, because you take too much pressure and temperature out of the reservoir at once, which means it can't replenish fast enough. Then another but is, the sustainability of the harvesting technology has to be considered. So for example, PV, photovoltaic, or wind plants often rely on rare earth metals. And those rare earth metals or rare earth elements, they need to be mined. And then this can also be a very polluting process, as well as the name already says, they are limited. So you can't have them ever growing supply of those, even if they're not as limited as the rare earth element might suggest, there is a limit. So you need to consider the harvesting technologies when talking about this. Then another point you have to consider is the climate change effect on the renewable resource. So for example, the precipitation might change, the occurrence of winds might change, and the times you get sunny hours might change. And all of this will influence how much renewable energy is available and how much you will be able to harvest. So not only the energy source affects climate change, but climate change affects the energy source. Which brings us to the next point, which is not all renewables are CO2-free or neutral. In the case of biomass, you emit CO2 when burning the biofuel. However, when you grow the biofuel, you absorb this CO2. Only though, if you don't burn it faster, then you grow it. Also, geothermal resources can have CO2 emissions, but there is a way of storing them. Another aspect that is important is that renewable resources don't only have an impact on the climate, or potentially some of them don't have an impact on the climate, but they can have an impact also on the surrounding environment and ecosystems, such as, for example, hydropower plants. They highly influence the ecosystems surrounding them, the rivers, as well as the other ecosystems around them, the land. Last but not least, also social and geopolitical aspects are important to consider when talking about renewable energies and how sustainable it is. In principle, renewable energy is more locally available, but you also need to make sure that the people have the skills and the knowledge to harvest those, and other justice questions also come into place. So, is renewable energy sustainable? Yes, but you have to consider many aspects to make it even more sustainable, and many people are working on this. However, it's certainly often a better solution than fossil fuels. Thank you.